The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Well, now in our new feature, Keep It Local, News Talk is supporting local Irish businesses as they continue to reopen. It's with thanks to Square Built for every business. Visit square.com to check out that. Over the 6 weeks, we'll be speaking to a range of local businesses across the country who need our support more than ever. And along with this, we give our listeners the chance to win a voucher every day to spend on the local featured business. You can enter by texting local to 53106. A text will cost you 30 cents. Well, today we're joined by Craig D, co-owner of the Coach House Coffee. Coach House Coffee, it's called. It's located in the beautiful setting of a former famine workhouse on the Waterford Greenway in Kilmacthomas. Craig, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Thank you for having me on.
Now, will you describe your premises for us? Because it seems it is kind of rooted in the past with lots of memorabilia.
Yes, it is indeed. So we are located in the former famine workhouse in Kilmacthomas, County Waterford. So it's about a kilometre on the outskirts of Kilmacthomas village itself, for those familiar with it, or those travelling the Waterford Greenway. It's at exactly the midway point. So the Waterford Greenway is a 46-kilometre stretch of old railway line, which would have stretched from Mallow to Waterford City. And we are right at the midway point of the refurbished section. So anyone who has visited Waterford Greenway will be quite familiar with our premises. They literally have to roll past it. So the building itself is an 1850s famine workhouse. So it's steeped in history, rich in history, beautiful stone building. Unfortunately, it's quite a dark past, but the wheel goes full circle and it's much more positive now, and you have people outdoors enjoying food and coffee and the amenities that we have here on site, such as, you know, toilets, rest stops, picnic benches, the whole lot for the Waterford Greenway itself. So the wheel has gone full circle here, but it's a beautiful building and real industrial and raw in its nature.
So what happens when you finally get the go-ahead to let people indoors? What might they find?
So inside, we have a large section, which is it's quite industrial. So it was originally a grain store in the 60s. And that building we had renovated about 3 years ago into an eatery space. So we hope to return to full indoor dining in the next month. And when we do, we'll be bringing people back indoors. And what we've done is we've designed the space to pay homage to the industrial past of the railway itself. So it's filled with railway advertising, vintage advertising, and, you know, the visitors love it. It brings a sense of nostalgia and throws them back to their past. Everything from vintage sweet signs, chocolate bars, you know, a lot of old Irish advertising, and of course the railway advertising as well for the railway enthusiasts. So it's quite nice.
How has it been trying to cope with the pandemic and reopening and staff and all the rest of it?
I suppose it's a very difficult time for any business, particularly for the hospitality sector. Staffing has been a major issue. We're still working through that at the minute. And we're fortunate enough that we've had a strong team that are still in place. They've stayed with us. They've worked with us over the last few months to get things up and running again. And, you know, we thank them greatly. And the customers, of course, have been very loyal. We've a lot of our seasonal staff would be our customers, children, people living in the locality, college students, etc. So, you know, we've had a mirage of those come on stream as well, thankfully. So it's a case of kind of gearing up, but in some respects, it's like starting fresh. You know, it's things have been pivoting. The borders have been changing over the last few months, and we've been trying to keep up and change the offering. So at the minute, we're a takeaway service, which was never our intention. You know, it's boxed up meals and we've ample outdoor seating, but everything's served outdoors at the minute, of course. But we're looking forward to getting back to some sort of normality again.
Well, hopefully that'll happen on schedule very, very shortly. But Craig, looking forward to visiting the Greenway down there in Waterford and maybe having a coffee at the Coach House Coffee.
Really looking forward to it.
Sounds terrific.
Thanks very much for having us on.